Welcome to Ask the Expert with noted radio host Steve Sleeper. Each week, Steve interviews entrepreneurs and professionals and shares their intriguing stories of success and service. Now, here's radio veteran Steve Sleeper.
And welcome to another episode of Ask the Expert. Steve Sleeper here, and today we're speaking with Andrew Lambert. He's an attorney with Calamarides and Lambert in Anchorage, Alaska. Andrew, how you doing today?
I'm doing fine.
Good, good. Well, I'm in Omaha, and when Andrew and I first met, he said, "Guess what? I'm from Omaha as well." How did you end up in Anchorage?
I had spent a lot of time in various parts of Western Canada, hiking and backpacking, and various parts of the Northwest United States, and always wanted to go to Alaska. And when I was in law school at Creighton, I had a chance to come up for the summer with the gentleman that I'm now business partners with. I came up and clerked for him and liked it. And when I graduated, a week later, I jumped in my car and drove up there, and I've been there ever since.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's great. Yeah, and you and I have that in common. We both went to the University of Nebraska at Omaha and Creighton, so we kind of know the lay of the land around here. But now, how long have you lived in Anchorage?
I've been up here permanently since 1986.
Okay, all right. So, yeah, you're
38.
You're not a native, but boy, close to it, huh?
Yeah, my children were born and raised here.
Okay, that's great. And it sounds like a great place to live. Of course, every time you turn on the Discovery Channel, there's always a reality show about people living in Alaska. They need to do a reality show about attorneys in Anchorage. That would be a good one.
Yeah, it's not as wild as it used to be back in the pipeline days.
Oh, yeah.
But there's still, for a town of 275,000, there's a lot that goes on here.
Well, and you would know because you're a criminal defense attorney. Your firm handles a lot of different cases, but you focus on criminal defense. What type of cases are you typically defending, Andrew?
I represent a lot of people charged with murder, sex assault, sex abuse, robbery, assault, kidnapping, all the way down to people that have DUIs, domestic violence, but mostly serious violent crimes.
Wow. So you're probably able to compartmentalize at the end of the day when you get home and just put that out of your mind, huh?
I try to. I don't like to come home and do business in the evening. I like to spend the time with my family.
Are you able to, and let me ask you, this might be a dumb question, but are you able to talk about some of the more interesting cases that you had, or does that violate attorney-client privilege?
No, anything that's public knowledge I can talk about.
Okay, yeah. Can you tell us some interesting stories?
Well, I've represented people that have been charged with burning people.
Wow.
Dismembering people. Holding them captive for days and torturing them. The whole to just emotional shootings that have occurred. The gambit.
Wow.
I mean, I've seen a lot.
So you probably meet the dregs of society in many cases, huh?
Well, I don't really view them as dregs of society. I was kind of raised to believe that you should help those that are less fortunate or those that are unable to help themselves.
Okay. So
I've done a lot of public work over the last 30 years too.
Okay. So it's about being of service.
Yeah, it's being of service, and it's also making a living to support my family.
Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. So how do people find you?
Well, Anchorage is a pretty, you know, in Alaska's a fairly small state, even though it's, you know, what, 3.5 sizes of Texas. But mostly it's word of mouth up here. People have been up here for a long time, and they kind of know who the attorneys are that do stuff like this up here. So a lot of it's just word of mouth. Some of it is, internet anymore. It used to be Yellow Pages, but predominantly I think it's word of mouth up here.
Mm-hmm. How many DUI cases do you get on average?
I don't keep track of the number, but it's a significant amount. Alaska has one of the highest rate of alcoholism in America. It has one of the highest rates of sexual assault and sexual abuse of minors in the country.
Yeah, so you stay busy. I think the thing that I found most interesting is you're there to be of service, and pretty much every attorney I've talked to, that's why they're an attorney. Now, talk a little bit about your law firm. It's and you told me don't worry, it's always mispronounced, Calamarides and Lambert. Tell me a little bit. I told you I'm good at pronouncing like Sleeper, Lambert, and Smith, but tell me a little bit about your law firm.
Well, there's three attorneys. There's Joe Calamarides, myself, and Randall Kavanaugh, who's our associate. We do a lot of criminal work, a lot of family law, a lot of workers' compensation. My business partner does a lot of workers' compensation, personal injury, and Social Security law. And that's pretty much what we've done for the last 30 years.
Okay. And you, do you specialize then in criminal defense, or do you get into other things, or tell me about that?
Well, we're not allowed to say that we specialize.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I practice in the area of criminal law, and I've predominantly done that for 30 years. I also have done workers' compensation for many, many years, and I do family law also.
Okay. All right.
Those are the three areas that I concentrate on.
Okay. Okay. With family law, do you find that, and in many cases that's a divorce, do people wait longer than they should to get divorced, or what? I mean, what's an event that typically brings them in to look at things like that?
You know, there's all kinds of reasons that people get divorced. But I mean, a lot of people stay together because they have children and they're trying to keep the family intact or raise the children. You know, some people are getting divorced because there's domestic violence going on in their family, or someone has a drug or alcohol problem, or they're just tired of being with that person.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a whole host of why people come in, but most of the people have waited longer than they probably should have. And I think that's probably fairly common.
Okay. Okay. I talked to an attorney the other day from Oregon, and I interview attorneys from all over the country, and of course, different jurisdictions have different laws and the like. But one of the things that he said in Oregon they try to do is, in a custody hearing, is to take things to mediation first, to let a disinterested third party who is going to study their case kind of figure everything out for them. Is that something that you see in Alaska, or what can you tell me about that?
Yeah, that's common. We mediate all the time. It's predominantly done by retired judges, but there are attorneys that also do mediations here also, and that's very common. I mediate frequently in family law cases.
Okay, okay. And now workers' comp, you also get involved in that. Tell me a little bit about maybe some of the questions that somebody would have if they have a workers' comp issue, or what are some of the things that you're looking at?
Well, in a workers' comp claim, the first thing you want to find out is there a causation? You know, is the injury related to the work activity? And then, what's the extent of the injury? How long is it going to take the person to heal, to get the medical stability? Are they going to get their temporary total disability payment in the meantime? Do they need to be retrained? Do they have a permanent partial impairment that they're entitled, to have a rating, which in Alaska you get money for having a permanent impairment? It's an imperfect system. People are much better off not being injured, obviously, and being able to work. But many of these people live paycheck to paycheck, and so they get injured, they lose their job, they can't, support their family. So it can be very trying times for those people that are injured also.
Yeah, absolutely. And really what it's all about is just getting what they they have due, right? I mean, it's not about it's not supposed to be a win or lose situation. It's just supposed to be about getting what they have coming. Is that, am I correct in saying that and asking that?
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment, and just making sure that they receive the benefits that the workers' compensation laws require them to get.
So what should I be looking for in a criminal defense attorney?
Well, I think you want someone who's experienced, has a good understanding of the laws, the rules of evidence, has good relationships with the district attorneys, with the court, is aggressive, has a good investigator who can get out there and get an investigation that needs to be done, because quite frankly, most criminal cases are as good as the investigation that gets done.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And having a good investigator is highly important to have be successful. So I think those are some of the things that people look for.
And I understand that you know a good investigator.
I do. She happens to be my wife, and she was an investigator for the last 12 years, and her and I have worked together for about 10 years, and we got married last summer, and she is phenomenal at what she does, and there is no correlation between her and I. She is her own separate entity and is well-known up here and is hired by attorneys all over the state. She is fantastic at what she does.
Oh, that's great. Tell me a little bit. Okay, I'm a little bit interested in this. Tell me a little bit about the life of a PI.
You know, I think you'd have to talk to her more about that. I have to tell you that their job is from my standpoint is a behind the scenes. I mean, I sit down with her and we talk about the case and then what we need to get or who needs to be interviewed. In addition to that, my wife is extremely smart and she is phenomenal in trials. She sits through trials with attorneys. There are attorneys up here that will not do a trial without her sitting through the trial because she has an uncanny ability to piece cases together and figure things out that the attorneys and other people can't figure out. So she's, besides just being an investigator, she has a tremendous asset that she brings to a case. So I'm not really sure all what goes on behind the scenes, you know, where you're chasing down witnesses and they don't return your phone calls, you're trying to subpoena people. I'm not really sure because I've never gone around when she's done that stuff.
Right, exactly. But you just know she gets the results that you want. You know, you get the information that you're looking for. What's your wife's name?
Her name's Monique Rapuzzi.
Okay, all right. Well, so if you ever need a good PI and you're in Anchorage, there you go. The other thing we talked about was family law. Let me ask, what should I be looking for in a family law attorney?
I think the same sort of things that you look for in a criminal defense attorney. You're looking for someone who has a good knowledge of the law, is willing to fight for what the person is asking for, but you also have to be able to tell them sometimes they're unrealistic in their expectations.
Right.
Because they're very emotional, but they may be very angry. You know, they may want the children when really the best thing is for the children to be shared with the parents, you know. So I think you have to evaluate those and be able to realistically talk to people about it and not just do what they want you to do, because that's not necessarily what's best for the children and not necessarily what's best for the parents in the long run either.
Exactly. And finally, the same question for a workers' comp attorney.
Well, in Alaska, there's not a lot of plaintiffs' workers' comp attorneys just because it's a small venue up here. But I think you, again, want someone who is knowledgeable in the workers' comp laws because it's administrative law. And so there's a lot of administrative regulations that you have to know in addition to the statutes that you have to know. And you have to be willing to want to go after insurance companies because that's what you're doing is insurance companies are determining whether these people get benefits or not. And very often they'll cut them off unreasonably and unfairly. And so you have to go to battle for them. And sometimes the battle can, you know, take a year or so and you know, these people were struggling throughout that time frame.
Yeah.
And sometimes they have injuries that they're never going to get better from. They're just going to get healed, but they're never going to get back to the way they were before.
Right, exactly.
So some people are just injured. But you got to have a lot of compassion and empathy in all three areas for people, because you're really dealing with people that are going through emotional turmoils in their lives.
Well, I think that's the key to defense and workers' comp and family law. I think that's a key to what a lot of attorneys do, is not only being of service, but having that compassion. It's so very important. And now, spare time. What's there to do in Anchorage?
Well, actually, Anchorage is a very active community for the size of it. There's a lot of outdoor activities year-round of all different types. You know, in the winter, there's a lot of skiing. People hike. They skijor, which is basically skiing with dogs pulling you. Right now, the Iron Dog Sled Dog Race, or sled race, is going on. It's basically snow machines race from here to Nome and back.
Oh, okay.
Race 1,000 miles to Nome, turn around, race 1,000 miles back. And then next month, you have the Iditarod that starts, which goes from Anchorage to Nome. And then there's arts and entertainment, not anything like you have in the lower 48, but there's a lot of that, a lot of socializing going on up here.
Yeah, yeah, well, that's a good-sized community.
Yeah.
Do you ever...
A pretty close-knit community. It's very diverse. There are people up here from all races and nationalities, and it's a very good community in that respect, in that there's really not a lot of racism or cultural racism that goes on up here, because it's just a melting pot of different people from different countries and Native Alaskans and people around the world.
Well, that's good to know. Do you ever make it into the Alaskan bush? Have you traveled around much at all, or?
I have not spent a lot of time in the Alaskan bush. My wife has spent a significant amount of time there doing her investigations and trials up there. I spent a lot more time in Southeast Alaska.
Okay.
I prefer Southeast Alaska more than I prefer the bush.
Yeah, I would suppose the weather is a little more tolerable, too, during, if you want to do anything during the winter. Is that a fair statement on my part?
Well, they're significantly different just because of the different regions, but they're harsh in their own way.
Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Well, Andrew, thanks very much for being on the program today. I appreciate it. Now, how can we reach you if we need some help? Criminal defense, family law, workers' comp, how can we reach you?
You can reach me at 907-276-2135, or I can be emailed at andrewj@kalamarides, KalamarIdes.com.
And our guest...
It's just the letter J, Andrew.
Yes, exactly. Okay, and we'll make sure to get that in the show notes as well. And our guest today has been... Andrew Lambert. We're both a couple of Cornhuskers, albeit that Andrew moved from the state 30 years ago. I think they called it Nebraska a place to leave. No, that's Iowa. I'm sorry. Nebraska is the adequate life. Yeah, Nebraska is the adequate life. But Andrew Lambert with the law firm of Kalamarides. I'm finally learning how to say your partner's name, Kalamarides and Lambert in Anchorage, Alaska. Andrew, thanks for being on Ask the Expert today.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to Ask the Expert with Steve Sleeper. Join us next time as entrepreneurs and professionals share their intriguing stories of success and service.